This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 3rd of April. There is a warning of gales in Trafalgar. The general synopsis at 1800. High southern Norway, 1032, expected to dissipate by 1800 Thursday. Low 50 miles east of Fitzroy, 989, expected Trafalgar, 991, by same time. Low Spain, 998, expected Plymouth, 1007, by that time. New high expected 50 miles north of Faroes, 1037, by 1800 on Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or 4, then north or northeast 5 or 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North at Cirra, south at Cirra. Variable 3 or 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 5 or 6. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Variable 3 or 4, becoming east or northeast 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Tyne, Dogger, east 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fisher, variable 3 or 4, becoming north or northeast 4 or 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames, east 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Dover, White, northeast 5 or 6, veering east or southeast 3 or 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast, veering southeast 5 or 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Trafalgar. Thundery rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. East or northeast, becoming cyclonic 5 or 6. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey. East or northeast 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Fair Isle, southwest 3 or 4, veering east or northeast 5 or 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Faroes, north or northwest 4 or 5, veering east or southeast 5 or 6. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or 4, then southeasterly 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, 12 miles, 1026, now falling. Stornoway, northeast by north 1, 14 miles, 1028, rising more slowly. Lerwick, southwest 3, 11 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by west 1, 9 miles, 1028, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by south 1, 19 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Lookers, north by east 2, recent precipitation, 4 miles, 1029, rising slowly. Boomer, north by east 2, 15 miles, 1028, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northeast 3, 1026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-northeast 6, 5 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1016. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast 5, 1016, steady. Jersey, east-northeast 4, 7 miles, 1013, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 2 miles, 1015. Scilly Automatic, east 5, 6 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by east 4, 19 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Aberporth, east northeast 3, 30 miles, 1020, rising more slowly. Valley, northeast by east 4, 19 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, east northeast 4, 11 miles, 1,024, rising slowly. Valentia, east northeast 3, 27 miles, 1,019, now falling. Ronaldsway, east northeast 4, 16 miles, 1,024, rising more slowly. Malin Head, east northeast 2, 11 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southeast 3, 35 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 2nd of April. The general situation: pressure will be low to the southwest of the UK throughout, with high pressure to the north or northeast. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 3 or 4, becoming easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6, west of Orkney. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or 4, becoming east or northeast 4 or 5. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 5 or 6, veering southeast later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 5 or 6, veering southeast later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 5 or 6, veering southeast later. Rain or showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northeast 5 or 6, veering east or southeast later. Rain or showers later. Moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or northeast 5 or 6, rain or showers later. Moderate or good. Isle of Man. East or northeast 4 to 6, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. East or northeast 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. East or northeast 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. East or northeast 4 or 5, mainly fair, moderate or good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. East or northeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, mainly fair, moderate or good. Shetland Isles. Variable 3 or 4, becoming northeast 4 or 5. Fair. Good. That completes the shipping bulletin. And with that, we've reached the end of our schedule of programmes on Radio 4. That, of course, means it's nearly time for us to hand over to the BBC World Service for the night. Our colleagues there standing by with business matters, starting with the latest BBC news. Jane Steele will be here to open up Radio 4 for the new day at 5 a.m. If you're staying up, or indeed just starting your day or halfway through it, depending on where in the world you're listening, another couple of options to keep you company. On Radio 4 Extra, Hercule Poirot is on the case in Peril at End House, a whodunit, first broadcast in December 2000. On Radio 3 right now, Haydn's Cello Concerto No. 1 in C Major is underway. That will be followed by J.S. Bach's Cello Suite No. 3, also in the key of C Major, that beginning in around 15 minutes from now. One final idea, BBC Radio 5 Live can always be relied upon to keep the conversation going. Dotun Adebayo will be taking your calls for the next few hours if you'd like to get in touch and have your say on tonight's programme, about to start on 5 Live. That's about all we have time for here on Radio 4. Thanks, as always, for your company. Chris Aldridge was tonight's newsreader. My name's Ron Brown. From both of us, and indeed everyone here at Broadcasting House in London, wherever you're listening, and when the time comes, do have a peaceful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in two of the world's great economies, Japan and the United States, as Donald Trump announces sweeping tariffs on trillions of dollars of imports.
This is one of the most important days, in my opinion, in American history. It's our declaration of economic independence.
He's called it Liberation Day for the US economy, but it's led to an angry reaction from world leaders like the Canadian Prime Minister.
So, President Trump has just announced a series of measures that are going to fundamentally change the international trading system.
So, what will this mean for the global economy? We'll find out on Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Trump has announced sweeping new tariffs on almost all goods entering the United States, with major implications for global trade. In a speech in the Rose Garden of the White House, he said the date would be remembered as Liberation Day, when prosperity returned to America. More from Peter Bowes in Washington.
Brandishing a large chart listing the tariff percentages being imposed on individual countries compared with what they charge the US, Mr. Trump said he was responding to a national emergency caused by persistent trade deficits on US goods. Mr. Trump said the levies would reflect how other nations treat the US. The new measures are expected to raise hundreds of billions of dollars in US tax revenue. Jobs and factories, according to Mr. Trump, would come roaring back.
The measures include a minimum tax of 10% on all imports, with higher rates for those from trading partners that Mr. Trump claimed were ripping off the United States. Asia's poorest countries will be hit hard, with tariffs of over 40% applied to goods from Cambodia, Laos, and Myanmar. China will face a 34% tax. The European Union will face 20%. Our Europe editor, Katja Adler, says the European Commission is carefully considering its response.
The European Commission think a global trade war is in nobody's interest, but they think they need to stand firm. The Commission has prepared a range of possible retaliatory measures, but in the meantime, a lot of concern in the countries who are likely to be most hit. Think about Germany, 25% tariffs on cars, and France, the winemakers, the champagne makers. Both of those industries in Germany and in France look to the US for 20% of their income. So, you know, they expect to be hit hard by this.
A growing number of countries